Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretending that I...
Nice surprise, ladies and gentlemen. That's Tony Williams, the lead singer there. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us, having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, Chief Home Officer. He is the Chief Home Officer. Put a .com on the back of that, and you'll find his website. He's the author of a number of books. He's an award-winning entrepreneur. The SBA gave him a national award back in 2001, and he's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Jim, I appreciate it. I got to say one thing.
Okay.
Lead-ins that you often do, the music you have, and I'm you know, we've established that I'm much younger than you, but that music just takes me back.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even, I don't know that I was alive when that song came out.
You weren't.
but it takes me back, and I, you know what, if every Thursday or every other Thursday morning I get a little take back there, it's a beautiful thing, so
good.
Thank you.
Good, I appreciate that. Yeah, thanks.
Set the mood for my day.
That's the music soundtrack to my life. Hey, hey Jeff, we're talking about Not journalists don't need to report inside their head. Business owners don't need to operate inside their four walls all the time. I want to talk a little bit about work ethic when we were talking about micropreneurs, people working from home. When I worked from home, when I was in sales, you know, there are always days when you don't feel like doing much. You know, it's pouring
right.
down rain, or you're not quite up to snuff, you didn't sleep well or whatever. If you're the kind of person that is likely to stay home and just go sit on the couch and just, you know, pull the covers over your head, you probably, in my opinion, aren't a good candidate for being a home-based business person. But when I had those days, I went out, even if I didn't want to sell anything, even if I didn't want to call on a customer, I still went out and was in the marketplace.
Right. Right.
I still went out.
Well, it's what that is. It's who you are, what you're, you know, it gets back to the basis of and the very fundamental question of who are you as a personality.
Yeah.
Are you a personality? You know, are you, I don't want to say this in a negative way, but are you a loner? Are you self-sufficient? Can you do this? Can you work from home on your own? Can you generate your own rain? Can you make your own rain? I mean, a lot of people are not, can't go out and sell. Look, I don't know that I could go sell radio time for Jim Blasingame and the Small Business
mm-hmm.
Advocate, but I could certainly sell people words that they otherwise maybe thought they didn't need, you know, in the sense of copywriting.
Right.
So I think that there's, can you do what's going to be called, what you're going to be called to do to run your home-based business? And that's really, you know, when we talk about the isolation of it, that's a tangent on the question of isolation. Can you do what you will be called upon to do to make this business successful? Because ultimately, it's not a pastime. It's
That's
not
right.
something you're doing on the side. It's going to put bread on your table and a roof over your head.
Or not.
Or not.
Yeah,
exactly.
And the thing that I think that we need to remind people about, especially people who are getting started, and I've said this 1,000 times on the show, you have to remember that there are two things going on in your business. There's the business of your business, whatever it is that you sell. That's your industry. And then there's the business of the business, running the business.
Right.
You know, and so a lot of people are excited about what they do, but when they realize that they've got to do this other thing, like, you know, like keep cash flow flowing, keep pay the taxes, et cetera, when they realize they've got to do those things, well, I call that the diaper changing stuff, you know,
right.
You know,
right.
We love this little baby, but that's your industry. That's what you do. But that baby has to have his diaper changed every once in a while, and that's the business stuff. And if you can't deal with those two things, then you're not really going to be a business owner. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, business, collecting the checks and cashing checks and, you know, having good client relations and you know, delivering the, not, I have no happier day than when I deliver a big project
yeah.
and just A, clear it off my plate, and B, await my client feedback. The feeling of accomplishment, and
yeah.
then you get the check for it. But look, the administrivia behind it, the dealing with the back office stuff, is the bane of a small look. You got that. You got to collect. You know, every year you got to collect your taxes every month. And
you know
business,
what's, you know what's crazy, Jeff? I actually know people who are so bad at what we're talking about that they don't even send invoices to customers.
Yeah,
they can't get. They can't make themselves do enough just the administrative stuff to send customers an invoice. It's unbelievable. I can't even comprehend that. One thing that I never had a problem with was sending customers a bill for the work I'd done.
It's certainly easier for you to do that than for most of them.
Well,
to
I had two teenagers that had their hand out. You know, I had to. But seriously, I used to consult with companies.
Right.
And I'd say, you know, I know you've been working. Where's the cash? Well, I haven't sent out bills. I haven't sent out invoices. And I'm thinking, duh, what's going on here?
Well, in all honesty, you know, that the back office stuff can be a bore. The back office stuff can make you do stuff that you maybe
you
really didn't get involved. But if you can't do it, then don't get involved
right.
in the business.
That's right.
If you can't hit the curveballs, then you better get out of the batter's box.
That's
because
right.
everything is not going to be straight down the center. And whether it's dealing with good clients, whether it's delivering a fun project, whether it's collecting the checks, not everything is the fun stuff. You
and,
know,
and you and I are dedicated. You and I have been dedicated a long time to helping people do be successful in their small business. But part of our job and part of my job here every day is to help people who should not be small business owners to not do that.
Absolutely.
We got to tell the truth. We got to lay it out like it is. Hey, Jeff, give us the website again quickly, please.
As Mick carries us out, chiefhomeofficer.com.
There you go. Hey, Jeff Zabar, thanks for being here. Good job today. Jeff Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
In the market, there in New Orleans.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.